Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, all this week, KYW News Radio and Odyssey news stations around the country are doing a deep dive on the state of the environment. A movement is blooming from homeowners who want to do away with traditional grass lawns and see their yards spring to life. Connor Barkon explains.
One of my main goals is to have less grass to mow. I'm really tired of mowing a quarter acre of grass.
And Best planted native trees and bushes throughout her Wallingford backyard in place of grass to give vital ecosystems a chance to thrive.
I feel like it's my responsibility. I can develop this into a natural area, so why not do it?
Ecological gardener with Reviving Wisdom, Tyler Kruszewski, says the relationship host plants have with the environment shouldn't be overlooked when designing a yard.
A bee might be able to visit these daffodils and get a little bit of nectar from them, but if a bug laid their eggs there that's from around here, those babies are going to starve and just not be able to survive.
Kruszewski says there are ways to take steps toward an eco-friendly lawn without killing all of your grass.
If you already have non-native plants that your landscaper brought in, just start adding to it. Add native plants, filling in extra space, making everything more lush.
In Wallingford, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And join KYW News Radio on Thursday night at 7 o'clock for a special edition of Odyssey Conversations on the State of the Environment.